Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny。那祝我们所有的女性听众们女生节快乐，女神节快乐。
Hi everyone, welcome back. I'm Diana. Happy International Women's Day.
对，那今天我们的节目呢，我跟 Diana 就要跟她聊聊这几年在美国社会啊，一些年轻的女性，她们对于自己女性角色还有身份，一些认同都发生了蛮大的改变，包括 Women's Day 妇女节这个日子。那之前呢，在美国真的是基本上没有人知道，但这几年也发生了一些变化哈。
Yeah, that's right. Growing up, I was not aware that there was an International Women's Day. It wasn't until I started working in Shanghai that I became aware of this day.
那这几年呢，我觉得在北美哈，不论是美国还是加拿大，就现在越来越有相关的一些宣传，然后特别大的公司企业在这一天呢，也会感谢他们女员工，然后就是提升女性权益的一些活动。
Yeah, that's right. So a lot of corporations, especially the bigger ones, might send some company-wide emails and highlight a lot of, you know, interesting breakthroughs that women have been a part of or have even pioneered. But I would say you're not going to see maybe an encouragement of taking a half day off, for example.
好，那我们今天要跟大家分享就是五个比较明显的美国现在年轻女性的一些思想，她们的一些思潮上的转变。
I think being a 90s baby definitely kind of lumps me into this category of similar ideas and thought process.
好，那你有没有觉得这几年自己就感觉我不要做女强人了？我希望我的人生是比较 balance， 不希望自己生活那么大的重心都在职场，我怎么在职场晋升？
Yeah, I definitely think there is this emphasis of better work-life balance. And previously, you know, we were kind of sold this lean-in culture, this girl boss hustle culture. And now we're kind of seeing a bit of a pushback.Against that.
就是拒绝女强人文化作为唯一的一种女性自我实现的那种 role model. 如果你想做女强人，那也很好。但是如果你不想就是把 work and career 作为你人生最大的追求，那也 totally fine. 你去选择 what works for you, 是吧？
Exactly, that's right.
好，那你刚刚提到的 lean in culture， lean in 就是 work harder， right？ 然后要展示自己女性的能力，女性在职场上面的这可能性哈。This was a very famous and best-selling book by Sheryl Sandberg. 她曾经是 Facebook 的 COO， 首席执行官。
Right, so her book was a huge bestseller and really focused on leaning in and.Being more visible in the workplace and making, you know, succeeding in your career kind of the only path to success in life, in addition to anything else you might have going on, such as, you know, being a mother and having kids to take care of. So it was kind of a lot.
所以这几年呢，越来越多的年轻女性，她们不是说这个不好，而是说这并不是唯一的一个女性成功的。那现在好像这几年有一种，就大家对一个叫软性生活，有这么一个 trend, right?
Yes, so now there is a more shift and embrace of the soft life, prioritizing mental health, you know, establishing firm boundaries of what you want to do and what you don't want to do. And I thinkMore than anything, it's learning to kind of slow down and actually enjoy life.
Okay, 所以这个 soft life movement 更多就是身心灵的一个平衡 body, mind, and soul. 对于心理健康 mental health awareness 以及这个重视度哈 emphasis has come a long way.
I think it's not a bad thing. I think especially after the pandemic, a lot of people realized, you know, life is short. You gotta make the most of the time that you have today. Maybe there are other things to prioritize besides climbing the corporate ladder.
跟 soft life 与之相关的呢，我看这几年哈，美国社交媒体什么 soft girl, soft boy, 也提的蛮多的。
Yes, so I think, yeah, the soft girl is going to be someone who embraces her feminine a bit more, romanticizes life, and just really slows down, kind of, you know, stop and smell the roses. And similarly, for soft boys, it's very much going to be men who are more emotionally available and vulnerable and express their masculinity in softer ways.
就暖男了。
I think that's a good translation of that term.
好，那与之相关的啊，还有一个这两年思潮，其实我们之前在讲那个网红梗的时候有提到过，这就是
the rise of trad wives.
就更加传统的一个女性回归家庭的角色哈，传统妻子 trad wives. Trad 就是 traditional 一个比较口语的缩写。
Exactly. So this is more of a movement to embrace what women and wives traditionally took care of, which was, you know, the domestic part of everyday life.
Okay, so 我们讲到 domestic life, 或者刚刚 Diana 说的 domestic part of everyday life, 它这里不是说国内，而是说家庭。
Mm-hmm. Yes, everything that goes on in the home. So keeping a clean house, you know, taking care of kids if there are kids, cooking, baking, and, you know, sometimes this even goes as far as perhaps homeschooling the kids.
Oh, 对，这几年美国很多啊，就是在家里教育孩子，但当然也有很多资源了，不是说都是妈妈自己在教他们哈。
Right.
但是妈妈身上的担子还是很重。那这个 trad wives 呢，我觉得还是要看美国你生活在什么地方。在加州可能这个就比较少，但是你到比较南部的一些州哈，或者中部的，思想更加 traditional 一点的，这个可能会更多一点。
Right. And also another thing to keep in mind is that in bigger cities, the cost of living is a lot higher. It's a lot harder for one person to be the sole breadwinner. Maybe it's more in the Midwestern states, you know, maybe more of the Southern states where that kind of lifestyle is even achievable. Those places will have lower cost of living and actually make it possible for one person to support an entire family financially.
好，那接下来我们要看的这几个趋势呢，其实跟第一、第二个是比较相反的，比较 opposing 哈。
Right, right. This first one is the decentering men movement.
去男性中心化啊 ，to decenter， 那这个好像跟韩国兴起的一个潮流是挺有关系的，是吧
？Right. So I think a lot of women, in Korea were kind of fed up with how patriarchal society is set up, and you know disadvantages women. So there is this 4B movement that really gained popularity there.
对，因为韩国传统社会是一个非常父权的社会哈。你刚刚说 very patriarchal， 女性呢，特别是当代女性，她们就觉得我真的是很难生活在这样一个强权的父权社会里面。所以这个四个 B， 每一个 B 就是韩语拒绝的意思 ，right？
Exactly. So the four B's are four no's, and it's no to marriage, childbirth, dating.And sex.
Oh, so this is quite extreme.
It is.
其实是对吧？比较激进的。
It's almost the complete opposite of, you know, the movement of trad wives, which is kind of supporting your husband and the family.
但是它也很能代表现在的女性 empowerment 这个思潮，就是说大家的选择是不一样的，然后我们需要去有这样的一个包容度，让每一个女性去选择她想要的人生。
Yeah, I agree.
好，但是刚刚说到这个去男性中心化的思想哈，就会造成男性女性之间一些价值观的冲突。
Yeah, that's right. So there is a...growing gender gap on values, and I think recent data even shows it's almost historic.
特别在美国啦，二十多岁的年轻男性，其实这几年好像思想是越来越传统，但是女性呢，越来越多的就是说我想要去选择我自己的人生，所以呢，不仅有更大的一个 gender gap， 有的时候还会有很多的这种 clash， 其实是冲突的嘛。
Exactly. So, you know, you have on the one hand, women, especially younger women who are becoming a lot more liberal and progressive, and then you have men who are becoming a lot more conservative. It's becoming a little bit incompatible in terms of talking to the other side. And I think a lot of it has to do with where you live, because in bigger cities, I think in general, everyone is a little bit more progressive and understands, you know, gender equity and equality.Especially women who live in more conservative leaning states or cities where it is going to be a lot tougher for them to date and find men who share similar values to them.
对，我觉得这个在美国非常明显，就是地域会对观念，会对思想以及你的 life realities 造成的这些影响哈。
Exactly. And one thing that's very interestingand maybe a little frustrating for the people that it happens to is a lot of younger women are consistently finding themselves matched to men who are trying to pass themselves off as being more liberal when they're actually more conservative.
哦，就你说有一些男生他一开始为了可能找到女朋友啊，迎合对方，他会假装成比较这个想法比较接受
yes,
是吧，但是后来这个东西毕竟是装不长的嘛、
mm-hmm.
所以就很多、
exactly.
对，所以很多女性就说啊，我整个要来 shift 我的思路，就是女性的友谊也很重要，不一定就是我要一段跟男性在一起的浪漫关系才能找到价值。
Right, right. There is a big shift right now to be the girl's girl and, you know, to look out for other women, as opposed to only caring about romantic validation from men.
你刚刚讲这个叫 girl's girl, 女性之间的这种友情。
Right, and so on the other hand, kind of the opposite of a girl's girl is a pick-me girl.
Pick me, 就是选我吧，选我吧，就好像他是就是在跟男生说。
A lot of times, it's not just pick me, but it's like pick me because I'm better than those other girls. I'm not like those other girls. Either you're more traditional or you're more easygoing, you're not super girly, you just go with the flow. It could be a lot of different ways of why you should pick her, but it's usually like, I'm not like them.
好，那我们今天最后要跟大家分享的一个女性思潮呢，这个跟独处跟一个人有关。
Yes, so now we have the rise of curated solitude.
Whoever came up with this term, 我觉得真的好会想哦。这一听make it sound very attractive, very appealing. 中文我也感谢 AI 帮我翻译的，质感独处。是不是一听就觉得哎呀有质感哎这个我要。
Right, and so here, curated is really like you have all the control in choosing how you spend this time with yourself.
Curate something? 其实我们会看到美术馆、博物馆，他们会有一个 curator, 有这样一个人，策展人。我们这里讲到的 solitude,就是一个人，对吧？你跟自己相处，不是说 I'm forced to, 好像我没有别的选择，而是你，而且我是很精心的让我这个 solitude 一个人的生活也过得很好。
Exactly. So it's kind of this being alone but not lonely type of mindset.
一个人但不孤独 ，alone but not lonely.
Exactly. So things that someone might do would include, you know, going on a solo date, solo travel, really kind of understanding who you are and what you enjoy and, you know, living your own life to the fullest, regardless of anybody else's company.
你刚刚讲那个 solo, 哈 solo 就一个人 solo traveling, 这个很容易理解啦，一个人出去旅行，然后 solo dating,约会不是应该 involve 两个人吗？你这个 solo 怎么 dating 呢？
Usually, yes. So when you talk about a date, it's usually between at least two people. But a solo date means kind of just like picking somewhere, you know, a museum or a coffee shop that you really want to check out and doing it alone on your own terms and enjoying your own company, you know, maybe doing some people watching at the same time, maybe journaling. In essence, it's to understand who you are and to kind of romanticize solitude as well.
其实你刚刚在解释 solo dating 的时候，我发现我也很 enjoy solo dating。虽然我已经结婚，我有孩子，
mm-hmm. right.
但是我也常常会去做一些一个人做的事情，因为那个我的先生和我的孩子也不 enjoy。就好像看一些比较文艺片啦，或者去美术馆啦这些 three men they don't enjoy that, but I enjoy it. So、mm-hmm. I just go by myself, fly solo.
Exactly, and so I think this shift of not needing other people to be there to enjoy something is great. I'm so glad it's being celebrated. Learning to kind of find peace and being content in your own company. It's super important.
对，就是现在要过一个质感独处 curated solitude 的 life 还是有很多可能性的哈。
Exactly, right.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿，跟大家分享了一些非常有意思的美国年轻时代女性的思想哈。总之，不论你是选择更加传统的一些角色还是现在比较独立女性的这种状态，那每一个人都要去走自己的路嘛。最重要的其实就在这条路上走好。
Yes, I think now that we have so much choice, everyone can really...curate the kind of life that they want to live. And ultimately, that's the goal.
好，那最后呢，祝我们所有的女性听众们女神节快乐。
Happy International Women's Day to all the lovely women out there. That's it for our episode today. We'll see you guys next time.
我们下次再见。